Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 23rd Perek of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek Chaf Gimel Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, Eilu Tmeim Mishnah Merkav. The following things can become tummy with Tumas Merkav, not Tumas Moshav, but Tumas Merkav. So Merkav is something that's meant to ride on, not just for, you know, prolonged sitting. So Zaris HaAshkeloni, an Ashkeloni saddle, which goes around the animal's back. Umaducha HaMadis, or the Maducha of Madai. Va'avit Shalgamal, or the saddle of a camel. V'tafiton Shalsus, or the saddle of a horse. Meaning, bottom line is, all of these things are things that you put on an animal only when you want to ride on the animal. Rabbi Yossi, even the saddle of a horse is tamei mishum moshav, and not only merkav, because you would stand on it in order to get a good view of sporting events and things like that. But a saddle of a nakav, a certain type of camel, is tamei as a saddle, meaning as a merkav and not as a moshav, because it's only meant for riding. So the bottom line, this Mishnah really distinguishes between Tumas Mishkav and Tumas Merkav. Mishkav and Moshav are the same thing, but Merkav is something different. So this Mishnah is about what is only Tame as a Merkav and what is Tame as a Mishkav as well. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Ma bein Merkav v'Moshav. So, okay, so now it begs the question. Once we're defining what's Tamei is Merkav and what's Tamei is Moshav, what's the difference? They're both Tamei. So what benefit is there to say, oh, this isn't Tamei Mishum Moshav, it's only Merkav. Merkav chalak mago'u mimasa'u. The difference is that Merkav, if a Zav rides on it and makes it Tamei with Tumas Medrash, touching it is different than carrying it. And when you carry a Merkav, you become Tamei, but if you only touch the merkav, you become tamei, but your begadim are tahar. Umoshav lo chalak mago'u masa'u. But when it comes to something that's tamei tumas moshav and you touch it, it's the same as carrying it. So you become tamei, and your clothing becomes tamei. Tapas shel chamar shu yoshev aleha, the rack on a donkey that a person sometimes sits on, tahores tahar from tumas medrash, because it's not really meant for sitting or for riding. It's meant more to straighten the donkey's back in some way. Shinaba esanikavin, but if you change the holes on the sides of the rack and you make it closer together so that the rungs can be moved to a place where you can sit on it somewhat comfortably, I mean, it's like putting a ladder on the donkey's back. So a ladder that has the rungs, you know, spaced evenly from each other, you cannot sit on. But if you move all the rungs, one right next to the other, or a bunch of rungs, one right next to the other, then you can sit on it. So then it's Tameya, then it can become Tameya as a Tumas Merkav. So let's review what we learned today. In Parachav Gimel Mishnah Beis, we discussed those items that are only used for riding animals, and therefore, while they're not Tamei Tumas Moshav, they are Tamei Tumas Merkav. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we discussed what's the difference in Halacha between Moshav and Merkav. And the difference is whether there's Tuma of the person and the Begadim Shalav, both when he touches it or when he carries it, or there's a difference between touching it and carrying it. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll continue with Perek Chaf Gimel Mishnah Dalet.